News about Sasol. I just didn't hear the whole story. I think it had to do with the Lake Charles project, which came up yesterday, because I was checking out the share price, and I'm so attracted to those Sasol shares. They're like 80% lower than they were at the high of, I think, about 550 Rand. When I checked about 2 days ago, it was about 150. So I'm also just hedging my bets, just wondering if I shouldn't just, you know, throw a few hundred rands into some Sasol shares. What do you think?
It'll be interesting that you raised the Sasol share. Obviously, there's that deal that you spoke about that still needs to be concluded. The market's also just underpricing the Sasol shares. I don't know if you realize that over the past couple of months, Sasol grew by a whopping about 150% roundabout, if not more. There's still that deal that still needs to be concluded. I mean, obviously, what you try to do is you wait for deals to take place, and then obviously there'll be... You'll be short a few things. You'll miss out on a move, but then what happens is now you know how the market price is in the deal, so you can step in, knowing whether the market is agreeing and accepting the deal, and then you're in safe territory, so you're in the red. So you know you're going to be in the green. So you just want to just let it play out and see how these deals panned out and how the market translates these deals. Because sometimes the market views the deals and kind of shuns them, and then you have the share price just ranging for a very long time.
Okay, nice. Now